days are out of tune on the Demented News, bringing goodwill, or at least whimsical will.
Clutching his magical Sandy Claus sack.
News for folks in Corydon, Indiana, who plan to get gassy on St. Nick.
Oh, you farted.
No, it wasn't me. It was the chair, eh?
It's how the Grinch stole Santa's chair.
Come right over here and sit on Santa's lap.
His distinctive red chair with gold trim has gone missing.
The comfy chair!
The community has rallied around the Santa chair clause, cause,
sit on it.
Vowing to recover the chair and catch the thief.
I hope you give him the chair.
Santa's thematic throne was snagged while it was sitting outside, waiting to be added to a parade float.
You just kicked Santa out of the massage chair.
Isn't that a song?
Otherwise, the town is looking for a charitable donation, maybe even a loose stool.
How do we know this? I'd like to see a stool sample.
Because in the meantime, Santa isn't taking this... sitting down.
Remain seated, please. Permanecer sentados, por favor.
Wait a minute, what am I doing here? That's my chair. Get out of there.
Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus.
Trouble in the North Pole paradise?
Santa Claus might have issues with Mrs. Claus.
Rumors of divorce for the Christmassy couple.
Well, Mrs. Claus, how's your hubby?
Well, they went to the proctologist to get semicolons, which you see are good for separating independent clauses.
Please. They got to replace a colon with a semicolon.
Apparently, it's called the Mrs. Clause.
Don't mess with me, Santa.
A semicolon is also good for joining independent clauses, but in this case, they had nothing in comma.
Here's a comma.
And if you're kicked out of the house, that's a Santos clause, right?
I'd like to move to have the gentleman's word stricken from the record, please.
I'm Whimsical Will, punctuating the plum pudding on the Demented News.
Spreading goodwill?
Right.
So ring out the bells. There's more cheer to uncover.